the $100 MBA Show, and today is a Q&A Weekends episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us over at support@businessrepublic.net. We would love to answer your question. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online over at 100mba.net. And today's question comes from Hank, and Hank asks, do I need to write a book to be an authority in my market? Love this question, Hank, because it's a topic that a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with either at the start or somewhere in the middle of their career. They feel like in order to be taken seriously, they needed some sort of best-selling book. And yes, a book is a great platform. It's a great way for you to market. It gives you a reason to market. But is it the only way to be seen as an authority in your market? We got a lot to talk about when it comes to this question, to this topic. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by SumoMe. With SumoMe, you can easily install a great suite of apps that helps you collect your visitors' email addresses so you can build your email list and your audience. We've been using SumoMe for the past 2 years and absolutely love it because you just set it and forget it. Get SumoMe's free app over at 100mba.net/SumoMe. Again, get it for free at 100mba.net/SumoMe. It's very common to believe that in order to be taken serious in your market, to be seen as a thought leader, as a leader, you have to be a best-selling author or at least publish a book about the market you're in. And that may have been very true about a decade ago, but things have changed. You can definitely become an authority in your market without writing a book. I think I'm a pretty good example of that. I've written small ebooks and guides, but you know, I haven't written an actual book that's for sale on Amazon, that's been traditionally published or self-published or whatever. And I have a good reason for it. I'm just not ready to write my story yet. I'm just not ready right now to write that book. And I also believe that writing a book is an opportunity you don't want to mess up. You want to do it right, and you want to do it when you feel like you have something to say. You can be an authority by building your platform and your audience in other ways, like a podcast, for example. Deliver great value to people, help people out, and you'll be known as a leader, as an authority. We do the same thing with webinars with our software, Webinar Ninja. We've run webinars and shown people how to do this the right way. Therefore, we've become an authority in the webinar market. You see, a book is just a form of content. It's a way for you to help people and for people to learn about you. But it's just one platform. And yes, it is a powerful platform if you can get on the New York Times bestseller list. And a book is a great way or a great excuse to market, because you can market your book for a full year if you wanted to, or more. It's a reason to get on stage and speak about that topic. But I'm invited to events and I speak on stage and I don't have a book, because I've built my platform, I've built my authority in other ways. And I hate using myself as an example. It doesn't feel very comfortable for me because, you know, I still feel like I'm growing. I'm still building my platform. But I want to make it relatable and show you a real life example. But what I'm trying to say is that don't force it. If you don't have a book in you, if you don't have a message you want to actually convey to the world, there's no reason for you to force it. When you're ready to write a book, write a book. You see, if the content's not good, if that book is not there, meaning that you're not actually conveying value to people, then it's just not going to be successful. You can market the hell out of it, but, you know, people are going to recognize what it is. It's a ploy. It's a way for you to just get some marketing. And those books die a quick death. They're dime a dozen on Amazon. The ones that do stand out are the ones that actually have something of value. So if you do have something of value to share, then go ahead, write that book. But the question asks, do I need to write a book? No, you don't. You don't need to write a book to be an authority. I mean, with technology today, with the internet today, we have people that are YouTube stars, people that are crushing it with a blog, people that have hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people that are listening to them on their podcast. There are some New York Times bestsellers that would die for that audience that's built by a podcaster or a YouTuber. It's a direct connection, and they built an incredible rapport with that audience. But I want to be very clear. If you want to be an authority in your market, you're going to have to find another way to convey value. I mentioned a whole bunch right now, you know, podcasting, videos, blogging. You do have to give your marketplace something that where people say, this is useful. This person is helping me. And that takes consistency. That takes going at it and really working at your craft day in and day out, whether that's writing or shooting videos or being on the mic or whatever it is. It might be live meetups or conferences or events for you. It might be one-on-one coaching. It might be webinars, whatever. The point is, the action of conveying value through a book or through otherwise has to be done. But the form it takes, that's up to you. And when you're ready to write that book, you have cultivated your ideas, you've cultivated your communication skills, you've cultivated your voice, and that's going to be a stronger book than ever, and it's going to have a greater impact on the world. Guys, I got more on today's Q&A weekends, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, Daily Energy. Recently, I went to the health food store, and wow, where do I begin? It's so overwhelming. You know you need certain vitamins and minerals to stay healthy and energetic, but you don't want to be popping so many pills and drinking so many shakes. Then I heard about Daily Energy, the natural one-a-day solution that helps you reach your goal for a healthier lifestyle. First off, it's simple, yet it has so many benefits. It detoxifies and cleanses with superfoods like spirulina, wheatgrass, raw cacao, and much more from the highest quality sources all over the globe. And today, as a listener of the Hunter NBA Show, you can try it yourself and save 30% when you go online at getdailyenergy.com/MBA. That's 30% off at getdailyenergy.com/MBA. What I love about this is that it helps absorb the nutrients of the foods that I'm already eating. Love the way you feel again. Check it out at 30% off at getdailyenergy.com/MBA. To wrap up today's Q&A weekend's question from Hank, do I need to write a book to become an authority in my market? No, you don't need to. It is an option, though, if you love to write and you have a book in you. But there are many, many ways for you to convey value and become an authority. Just think about it. What makes an authority? What makes an expert? Somebody that you perceive that can help you. Somebody who perceive that can actually take you from one place to another. You can do that with different mediums. And if you grow an audience, let's say with a YouTube channel, for example, or your blog, it's going to be a whole lot easier for you to get a publishing deal. The publisher wants to win. They want to sell books. They're going to say, hey, this person has a large audience. They have 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. This book is going to sell. Even if you don't go the publishing route, it's going to be a whole lot easier to sell your book as a self-publisher with an audience intact, with an audience in place. Hank, I hope that answers your question. I hope that helps everybody who's listening. Remember, ask any questions you have over at support@businessrepublic.net. We'd love to answer them here on Q&A weekends. Guys, that's it for me today. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. Never feel like you have to force it. I've tried things like that before. It never works out. It's a waste of time. Your heart's not into it, and you really don't feel like doing it. Focus on your strengths. Focus on the value you can add. If you love being in front of the camera, be in front of the camera and, you know, deliver videos of value. When the time is right, you'll know it's time to write that book. All the great books I've read from the experts that I love have written their book when they've accomplished certain things in their life and they want to share it with others. Those are the ones that are most influential. Those ones that make the most impact on me. Think about that. What books make an impact on you? How do you want to model that in your book? All right, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.